Oh, it's, yeah, that's such a peaceful feeling. I honestly was, if he left, I would have been super sad. I would have probably cried in my bed. And I'm not even coming back for, you know, for the next year. So that shows the character of Kalani and how much we care about this program, and just knowing what he's done in the past and what we've been able to build the past few years and the years that we've been here. Like, to have that kind of taken away and to start like new would be really, really hard. So knowing that it's going to carry on and his culture and what he challenges us to do and what we strive to do as players, it's not just about football, but it's so much more. And Kalani's focus when we go into meetings, it's becoming like our Savior Jesus Christ. And players want to play for a guy like that. They want to become something, and they want to win games. And that's how you do it, is follow a guy like Kalani. And that's what we've seen the past 2 years as we've gone 22-3. So.
I mean, I think, quite honestly, it's changed the trajectory of our lives. Like, he's impacted us as football players, but he's a leader of men. And I think that's why he is the perfect man for the job, is the kind of people that he's developing, right? He, you know, 18-year-old kids come in the door and they leave, whether they're going to the NFL or out into, you know, to work a traditional career, and they've been impacted for good by Kalani and his leadership because of the Christ-like leader that he is. And, you know, for us, you know, Chase and I, who've, you know, been lucky enough to play for him, and this is our fifth season now, our fifth year playing under Kalani, he's significantly impacted who we are as people, as leaders, as sons, as brothers, any label you could find for our life, he's had a touch point on that. And, you know, this is the kind of man that, you know, anyone would want to go to war with. And as Chase already touched on, you know, some of the underclassmen, you know, in conversations with us are probably like, why do you guys care so bad? Like, you're not, like, he won't coach you again. It's like, no, but you don't understand how he's impacted us and impacted this place and how much it means to keep him here. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he embodies exactly what our university strives to be and strives to represent, and he's perfectly aligned with that in all that he does. And, you know, for some people, they might, you know, mistake that for you know, things that aren't true, right? People think preaching love and learn is weak in football, and like, that's not the case, right? We've seen clearly it must be working in the success that we're having on the field, and, you know, in the way that we're impacting the communities near and far, like, it's working. So, you know, just trust exactly what he's doing and know that it's having an amazing impact.
Chase, when you guys prepared to take on Texas Tech, how important was it for the team for this to happen before you guys take that field and continue your preparation?
I think it's been huge to be able to obviously get rid of a distraction. But honestly, we've known Kalani and his love for us. Whatever happened, we were going to go out and play for him. We were going to go out and win a game. We've put in too much this season to let anything take away from what we want to accomplish on Saturday. And having this opportunity, it's one of the biggest games in BYU history. We understand that. And we're going to go out and we're going to play for BYU and the fans and our loved ones and for Kalani and all the coaches and our players and brothers that we've, you know, gone through blood, sweat, and tears with the past year and 2 years, 3 years, however long we've been here. Like, this is a moment that we pray for, that we dream of, that we go into meetings manifesting every single time. So it was going to be the same either way. It's nice to get a little distraction away from the fans and everything that's happening. But as players, we've bought in already, and we knew what we were going to do and want to accomplish, and we're going to go win this game.
Yeah, can you take us through the moment when you guys found out what that was like? A little bit of video is kind of leaked out there, but what was it like for you guys?
Yeah. Just at the end of practice today in the IPF, Kalani brought it up and, you know, just let us know that he was here. You know, he's going to be our coach. He's staying. And, you know, we immediately just surrounded him, hugged him, celebrating. They were throwing water everywhere, you know, just if you watch the cut, like imagine like what it is like in the locker room, pretty similar vibe. And just those pure and true emotions from our team. Like we love this man. We love playing for him. And that news was huge for us. And I think the large majority of us anticipated that and expected that, knowing his commitment to us and to the school. So, but that was a special moment.
Chase, after the Texas Tech game, you essentially said we're going to see these guys again. Some people thought it was over the top, I guess, is probably the term to use. Does it feel like you manifested this?
No, yeah, I knew we were going to do it. I promised you guys, so I fulfilled it, my promise to Cougar Nation that we were going to meet him again in the Big 12 championship. I had full confidence. I know our head coach did too. And I can always count on if he says it, then I can say it too. So, because I trust him and I love him. So, I'm going to say things that I truly believe, and then we're going to go out and follow it up, and we're here, and it's exciting to be able to have this opportunity. I know the impact that this can have on BYU and the fans and the people having an opportunity to go to the playoff. And we all understand that. And we're going to go leave our hearts out on the field for all of you guys.
Chase, you know, maybe outside the building, I don't know if a lot of people expected you guys to be at this point of them the season, when the season started, breaking in the true freshman quarterback and all that. Having reached this point, does it feel satisfying what you guys overcame to get to this point?
Yeah, it's been amazing. Like I said, our head coach knew that we were going to be in this position, so I think it bled into our team. So we were super surprised that we're at this point and that we're in the Big 12 championship. We're just ready. We're ready to go. We've been talking about it since day one, even with the freshman quarterback standing there, you know, not knowing what's going to happen. But we were manifesting it, and I felt it the moment I arrived here at BYU 5 years ago, that my senior year, when I was about to leave, we were going to be at a point, especially when we entered the Big 12, where we're one of the top teams in the nation, and that we're going to be a powerhouse for a while. And I remember a recruiting visit where the players were able to speak to the parents, and that's exactly what we were saying. Just wait. It's going to happen. And we're going to be one of those teams that drives college football. And I felt it, and I knew that as long as we have Kalani, you know, behind that we're going to have seasons like these past two seasons every single year going forward.
What do you think for one more like these guys?
What do you think the outcome might be different this time than it was the first time you played?
Said why? Why would it be different? Just in talking from a defensive perspective on our defensive staff, a lot of those coaches have had rematch games in their careers. You know, and the way that we're preparing for this game, and the mindset that we're taking with us down to Arlington, we're expecting to go in there and play our best ball. And I just think from our perspective, we want it a lot more. Like, this means so much to us and to our coaches and to our program and to our fans. And so we're going to go out there and execute. And we got a lot of belief and trust in all of our guys and know that we're going to play our best.
Yeah, I think, like, looking at the film, honestly, and the mistakes that we made, they're so fixable. We're able to fix those this week, and we're very confident, as an offense at least. I know the defense is the same. They're in the film room every day doing their thing, but we've seen a lot of things that have brought a lot of confidence. And obviously we need to execute. But there was a lot of dumb things and mistakes that we made as an offense. Guys were banged up. Kids were coming back from injury. And I feel like right now we have the confidence in all of our guys, the scheme, to go execute and to go score a lot of points.